you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night we had a case in Buffalo of two missing girls, but there was no Amber Alert. I know you can't get into specifics about the Buffalo case, but in general terms, what are the parameters that would set off an Amber Alert that would go off on our phones?
So general terms, the Amber Alert used in all 50 states, but here in New York, the Forensic Identification Support Service, which is comprised of New York State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation, Special Victims Unit, so they would be contacted. They would be contacted from either by New York State Police, if we had a case, Buffalo, Niagara County Sheriff's, like you just name it, any department can call and request to move forward with that Amber Alert. And the things that there's criteria that have to be met in order for it to move forward past our stage in Albany, which is where this Forensic Identification Support Services is out of. So we have to look at, is an abduction of a child under the age of 18 has occurred and the child is believed to be in danger of seriously bodily harm or death, either due to the actions of another or due to the proven mental or physical condition. So we have to look at those two criteria and to kind of move the process forward. Even if formal activation criteria have been met, activation may be impractical if available information is not specific enough or extended period of time has passed since the disappearance. So we have to look at the amount of time that has passed as well. So if the criteria is met with our Forensic Identification Support Services out in Albany, then it would be pushed out to the next stage, which would be it meets the criteria, and then it goes to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And at that point in time, that's when everyone gets that buzz on their phone, that Amber Alert buzz. So like I said, there's quite a bit of criteria that has to be met in order in the state police, and then it gets pushed forward to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children.
Now, we're not sure what happened, what led to the children being missing in Buffalo, but in general, these were two children who ran away. That would not necessarily trigger the Amber Alert.
So that's correct. We have to look at every case. So granted, you might send something up to the Forensic Identification Support Services in Albany, run by the state police, and we'll start looking into it. And like I said, the criteria, an abduction of a child under the age of 18 has occurred, but the biggest thing, and the child is believed to be in danger, seriously bodily harm or death due to the actions of another or due to the proven mental or physical condition. So you have to, you know, put those two, and then on top of that, how much time has passed since the disappearance? So you have all these kind of things taken into effect. And when our Forensic Identification Support Services look at that and it meets the criteria, they pass it up to the next portion, which would be the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. And then at that point in time, the Amber Alert is activated. So if you're just talking about runaways, that doesn't meet the criteria. Like I said, everything has to meet a specific criteria in order for that Amber Alert to be activated.
All right. So when it comes to that information getting on the phone, when does that decision end up ultimately being made to issue the Amber Alert or not issue the Amber Alert?
So that will be done with our Bureau of Criminal Investigation, which is our specialist. That would be done with our Bureau of Criminal Investigation, which is our Special Victims Unit out in Albany. They work under that Forensic Identification Support Services. They will get all of the information from the police department that's filing this. They will be able to look through, and obviously time is important, so they could look at it. They have multiple members, 24 hours. They look at the information, and that turnaround could be very quick. It's even quicker when all of the information is pertinent and it's all there. If we have pieces that are missing or, suspect information or time period of when the person has disappeared, if a lot of the stuff isn't quite exact, it obviously prolongs the amount of time that could be taken to get that Amber Alert out. But a lot of times that's not the situation. The situation is does it actually meet the criteria? It's a pretty contrast, yes or no, because a lot of times by the time it gets sent to our department, the New York State Police, the information's there. It's just a matter of does it meet the criteria.